To hear all the clips of the show like this and more, please sign up to our weekly Nolan newsletter at bbc.co.uk/Nolan. The Steve and Nolan Show. Good morning. It's every parent's worst nightmare. You're on a dream sunshine holiday abroad and then someone tries to abduct your child. That's what's happened to a local family who are currently on holiday in Cyprus. The story is making the front page of the Daily Mirror today, and a plot that echoes the tragic story of missing Madeleine McCann. A gang tried to snatch a number of kids, including 7-year-old Thomas McFarlane from Belfast. His father, Sean Paul, is with us this morning. Sean Paul, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good morning. First of all, thank you so much for talking to us. We appreciate it. Tell us what happened.
We were riding a boat trip and we came back from the boat trip. We came for our dinner at the hotel. We then went down for the nighttime entertainment. We were at the nighttime entertainment. Thomas was playing along with his three friends that he had met here on holiday. They were playing a meter away from us. And just as that, a young couple had been sitting directly facing our table. And the girl she'd seen a fella coming in off the street. He was suspiciously, it's an all-inclusive hotel we're in, so we all have armbands, and this fella didn't have an armband. He then asked, she caught her eye, and she'd seen him asking someone for a cigarette. They gave him a cigarette. He stood and smoked a cigarette, and two kids were playing on like a ramp just at the side of the steps that you would use for to get a buggy up and down, and there was a wall just at the end of it that led to a bush, and between the wall was a bush then and the busy wee street. The girl had said that she had seen the fella going behind the wall. She didn't even know that the two kids were behind the wall. She had said to her partner, that fella's really suspicious. He's just went behind that wall there. He's just come in there with no armband on him. Her partner stood up and just spotted the wee boy that was with my son, his hat. He was a wee bit bigger, so she just spotted his hat, he had spotted the hat, and he had turned around and said, run into the corner, and when he got into the corner, he had the two kids on the ground, asking them where were they from, what was their names, and who they were with. Then because
he had the kids on the ground at this stage?
Yes.
What do you mean he had them on the ground? What do you mean?
He had pulled them over the wall from the ramp. He had tucked the two kids over the wall from the ramp that they were playing at.
How old would these children have been?
My child's 7 and his wee friend was 7.
My goodness. What happened next?
Then, because that fella had intervened, I gave the two kids the chance to get up and run. Straight away, our child ran to us and the other wee boy ran to his parents. And then the fella had intervened, had got the fella to try to get up and run away. So he didn't get away, they grabbed him. They then got him, moved him into the lobby. And just as when our two kids had run to us and said that a fella had pulled him off the wall onto the ground and started asking him questions, and he said what he was asked. Then I went into the lobby to see what was happening, and by this time there was all the whole people that was watching entertainment, everyone was in the lobby then, and it was all lots of screaming and shouting and all kids crying and stuff. And the fella that had pulled the kids was just sitting on the chair saying, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. The fella said, you had no call, is that your son? And I said, yes, it is my son. And he said, well, this guy had, when I went around the corner, this guy had your child on the ground, along with the other wee boy. Is that other wee boy yours? And I said, no, that's his friend. And he said, well, he had your two kids on the ground. He said, there was a girl shouting from the street, something in the street, in over the hedge. Just get away, get away. So that girl was involved with the fella that had the child. Plus, I had a car at the other side of the hedge, and the doors were opened in the car. So without even thinking what they were going to do, if that young couple hadn't thought he was suspicious, where would our kids have went? What would have happened to our kids? Or what even, you'd bear in mind even thinking of what would have happened next?
That must have gone through your mind.
Straight away, where would you have even started looking if they had got tucked in kids into our car? Where was the first place you would have even looked? You don't even know. Can't even think of where you would have started looking. Then when the police came,
this wasn't one individual, Sean Paul. This was, well, the Daily Mirror reporting this morning, a 10-strong gang. So there were a gang of them, were there?
There was There was another car, the one car was at the hedge. There was a fella driving that and two girls. One girl was outside the car and the other girl was inside the car with a male driver. That male who would try to get the kid must have been involved with that car. There was another car on up the street a little bit, but it was filled. And when all the holiday makers had got out to stop the cars, he sped off. And as he sped off, he hit five different cars driving up or getting up the street and still drove on after hitting them five different cars. So that one car got away, but the other car, that was that one girl and the fella that was the fella that had TJ.
Your son?
Yeah. So there was a fella and girl caught for it. Then when the police came, they came and then they sent for like an armed response team because there was obviously the lobby was packed with all the holiday makers. So when the armed response came, it scared the kids and everyone else even more because they came in like about 15 carloads. When they all came, they came all running into the lobby. They went into the room that they had the fella in. They went out, reversed the police car up to the office window that the fella was in, and the armed response team stood around the police car, and the fella that had the kids then jumped out the window and into the back of the police car, and one of the police cars sped off. Then you had one policeman driving it and him in the back of it.
The Cyprus authorities have been suggesting that this was not an abduction attempt. What else could it have been?
Exactly. That's what I asked. If this fella didn't do nothing wrong, why did they not let us into the office? They asked him, why did he have our kids at the wall? Didn't he come over the wall?
What did your son tell you? What was he saying to him, this man? To your son?
The child was shaking like a leaf, and he says that the man had pulled him off the wall and says, tell him, who are you here with? What age are you? And what's your name? Oh, where are you from, sorry?
My goodness, Thomas, you know, when we hear about what's happened to other children, Sean Paul, when we hear of them,
yeah,
Thomas is your son, when we hear of what's happened to other children, some of whom we've never seen again.
Exactly.
That could have been your son.
Other kids, it could have been, yeah. And where would we have even started looking? The main thing, I'm so glad that for that couple that sat there, and if they hadn't been sitting there, the chair was a metre away from us. I literally took my eyes, turned my head for a half a second, and when I turned my head back, I didn't even think. I just thought he was still climbing as he was saying. Didn't even think that we're here on a holiday. We know to keep him, to definitely keep his kids safe because we've had a previous tragedy that happened to our family. So we know to be aware of everything, the roads, and really be on close guard. Do not ever let anything happen, any kids out of our sight or anything like that. So straight away, only for that couple, and two kids were definitely to be gone. The girl was at the other side of the hedge, for him obviously to pass the kids over that hedge. And the car doors was open. When everyone got around the corner, the car doors was open. That's how the fella made off with only one girl in the car. So he left that fella and left the girl on the scene and spot off while the other car was at the top of the street.
How has your son been since?
Very, very nervous, very shook up. Every day he's getting up. Daddy, we'll one more sleep. Actually, the first thing he opened his eyes this morning, first thing he said was, Daddy, one more sleep. Can't see looking behind him. Even in the new hotel we're in, there's 24-hour security, but it's a lot safer, but it's just the still we're in the place here. And every walking up a car door, holding onto your hand, looking back. He can tell you, he can describe you the man to the T. He hasn't stopped. Daddy, I can't. That man had that big tattoo on his arm, and he was wearing the shorts, and he had his vest cap on, and he had his sunglasses on his head.
He says that this guy just grabbed him and hauled him over a wall.
Yep. The child had told us the CID the sexy him. The two kids' stories, they took him into different rooms and took the two kids for interviews. The CID with both parents present of the two kids, and the two kids' stories were identical to him.
So they grabbed the kid, hauled them over a wall. Meanwhile, there's a car outside at the other side of that wall with their doors open with a woman screaming, "Hurry up, hurry up."
Yes.
My goodness, you sound quite calm this morning, but I'm sure in your head it's bedlam.
Oh, yes, that is.
When it sinks into you, what could have happened to your son?
Oh, it had. It's just that we've been talking to that many people from there about it. So it's just like we're constantly repeating ourselves over and over. It's just all we really want to do is we went home. And when we asked, could we get home that night it happened, we were told that there was only flights from here to Birmingham, and then from Birmingham into Dublin. And then we would have had to make our way from Dublin up home, which we were actually considering going to do it. And then we thought the change was sure enough without having to go to certain different airports and travel again from another airport to another airport. So we're here for these 2 days, and these last couple of days are like months.
How do you feel about going to Cyprus again?
Never in my life will I be back here again. Never in my life. That will take a very long time, even if I bring my kid back on holiday again. I don't even think he would want to go on holiday himself.
My goodness, listen, thank you so much for talking to us. What's your advice to parents listening to this morning? Because it's impossible. I was asking what your advice is to parents listening to this morning, because it is impossible for a parent to keep their eyes on their kid at all times on a holiday. You know, kids will run around a swimming pool on a holiday. They'll run around with their wee mates. And if they're in the likes of a proper hotel, you would presume that they're safe.
This hotel was made out to us by Thomas Cook themselves when we went to book it. This hotel was made out to us that the hotel was a very friendly hotel, maintained family resort, beach resort hotel. In fact, they should have had security. There was no security at all the previous days we were there. No security. There's a lot of open entrance, one entrance onto the beach. The side entrances were the damn kids when they were taken from. The front entrance was the front door reception. There was no security at all. And it's gone to a main street. No security. There was no one around the pool. Yes, there was lifeguards in the water park end of it. There was no lifeguards in the ordinary pool. So the day after this all happened, there was a male security at the front door, which is his age, literally about 18. He was standing at the front door from that morning we got up till they moved us. And it was a lifeguard walking around the pool.
Well, Thomas Cooker
also was out walking around the pool.
Thomas Cooker saying that they're taking this extremely seriously. They say that they've already assisted 16 customers bookings, presume that's couples, whatever, to move to other hotels, and two families they say they have brought back to the UK earlier. They say although there are conflicting reports as to what exactly occurred, they want to reassure all customers that they're taking these allegations incredibly seriously.
Well, they have been very helpful of them getting us moved and stuff. They've been keeping us updated and stuff. But when we went to book the holiday, we saved up all year for the holiday. We came on the holiday. We thought we were going to this safe environment hotel and everything. And then the next second, this all happened. If there had been security, if there had been CCTV, there would have been a lot more evidence on what there is.
And
a number of families there had given all statements, told Thomas Cook themselves, and had given statements to the police.
And you just can't wait to get home now?
Just can't wait to get home.
Okay, well, look, thank you so much for talking to me this morning. It's a really scary story, Sean Paul, and I'm glad that you and your family and your son are safe.
Yeah, I just want to put it out for all anybody else who's going on holiday and stuff. It can happen anywhere, but unfortunately it's happening here to us. We thought of it when we hear of it happening to other people around the world. You don't think it's going to happen to you until it actually happened.